Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and there is a slight change on our schedule today. If you listened to last week's show, it was very informative, I do believe, because Caroline Allen, who also works on the astral planes, talked about helping those souls to move over to the light who had been killed during the shooting at in the school in Virginia. And this week we were going to talk about the work that she had done at the World Trade Towers in New York on September the 11th. And also I have information from the cherubim, some insight into that event. And unfortunately, Caroline is not able to be with us today, but if you notice on my page, we will come in 2 weeks and do that show for you. But what I've put together for this week, I think, is some really interesting information. We have some information on healing, also the work that Archangel Michael has been doing, along with the Heavenly Host, that corresponds to the energy that's coming in this year. We're going to be discussing these things on the first hour, and then the second hour, we're going to be talking about the ley lines, Gothic cathedrals. This seems to be a topic that a lot of people seem to identify with, and so I think we have some real interesting information to share with that. I don't know how many in the listening audience work with Reiki. I suspect there might be many of you who do. And I would say that perhaps the traditional Reiki practitioners usually have about four symbols that they use for healing. And Jesus gave me some interesting visualizations to use with this Reiki healing, because our cells are turning towards the crystalline arrangement, and this visualization, shall I say, additional visualization with the Reiki that you work with would be more powerful with the crystalline cells. For those of you who have been following Archangel Michael's information, along with some of the other spiritual hierarchy, we have been told that many of us in the beginning of the year were somewhere around 60 to 80% crystalline cells. In other words, the change has been that much, but the energies that have come in this year has increased the crystalline content of our cells somewhere between 80% and almost 100%. And Archangel Michael mentions that this pertains to those who are on the crest of the wave. If you've been on the crest of the wave, you know what it's been like. It really has been a lot of ups and downs energy-wise this year. Been an interesting year so far. But we'll talk some more of that later. And for those of you out there who might want to call in, not for a healing with Caroline today, but perhaps have a question with the cherubim, or maybe want to be introduced to your angel, or if you have attended our conference call in February, you might want to hear from the angel, Archangel Michael's warrior angel, that he assigned to you, which is kind of interesting also. I'm not a practitioner of healing where I work with other people and heal them with Reiki. I have received the different attunements, and I use Reiki really for myself. And this is a good thing. People who have studied Reiki can use these symbols on themselves. I speak to other healers, and what they do is use these symbols on themselves, particularly when they go to sleep at night. Not that they don't use them other times, but if you use the different symbols of energy as you are going off to sleep, it seems like it has some additional power working with you as you are sleeping. So if I pronounce these words in a manner that perhaps you're not familiar with, forgive me, because I'm not a Reiki practitioner where it is something that I teach. But the first symbol, which is known to me as Daikomyo, I hope that's the way you pronounce it, Daikomyo. It is a very specific symbol. Those of you who work with Reiki know what I'm talking about. And if you do not work with Reiki, might I suggest that you work with somebody to be attuned with Reiki? Because after a while, you can start to not only see the symbol, but you can see the energy that is associated with it and eventually feel that universal energy as it comes down into the physical. So if Reiki is not something that you have thought about, consider it. I use Reiki at unusual times. Sometimes I'll exercise in the pool. It's a very relaxing kind of a situation to be in, and I will use Reiki on myself. And as I was doing this, Jesus came to me, and he suggested that as I use the symbols to add some additional visualization with it, and on this first symbol, as you work with it, as you see the symbol, as you see the energy, imagine that as waves of fire. In other words, you see this energy coming into the body on a wave of what looks like fire in a fireplace. You literally encompass that symbol, seeing it coming into your crown chakra. And he suggested to follow the sign of that energy as it goes through your body. See the flicker of the flame surrounding the energy as it moves through your body, going completely, you can watch it, go completely through your body, come out of the soles of your feet. You wait until you literally see the flame, see the symbol come out at the bottom of your feet. And what I found that I see with that is like a dark debris. It is clearing the physical. I found that quite fascinating. And my Reiki teacher gave me information about the first symbol, that this represents the I am symbol, the law of one, connecting us with the creative aspect of God. Thus, in it, you become the rightful co-creator with God that you are. God in me heals. So its focus is healing the soul. And by drawing this symbol to oneself, it's sending God's loving energy to oneself, protecting ourselves and cleansing one's environment spiritually. It is used in all healings. And we can even send that at a distance because it travels rapidly from the healer's heart chakra to the heart chakra of the receiver. This is extremely powerful healing. It heals disease from its highest source, from its first cause. So it is working on the spiritual body that contains the blueprint or the template form from which the physical body is derived. Fascinating stuff, I would say. Now, the second symbol, which is called Chokurei, this symbol resonates with the physical body. And this is the Reiki symbol that multiplies your Reiki energy because it invokes the universal life energy of God, the love of God. In other words, I comfort the recipient and blessed him, increasing his good. So if you're in a difficult situation, you can bless the room or the situation with it. If you feel fear, you can surround yourself with it. It is good to use after one of the other symbols. But what Jesus said is that when you use the second symbol, see it coming to you as something that is ice cold. You know, you put a ice cube in a glass of water on a hot day, or maybe a couple ice cubes, and you can see that cold ray coming from the ice cube. And it is the first symbol, you see the flames. The second symbol, you see the cold. And this is indeed intensifies the second symbol. Now, the third symbol is really fascinating. This is a symbol that calls on angelic power and assistance. Sai Hee Ki, Seihekei. And my Reiki master explained to me that this was changed by Jesus. And I always find that fascinating to know that, yes, this is an ancient healing method, but it is also a method that Jesus used. And so this symbol works with the emotional body and in the spiritual level. It's a symbol of cleansing and protection. It assists one in removing blocks from the flow of energy. It opens, balances, and protects us, especially in the upper chakras. And this is a symbol that calls on angelic power and assistance. And as we are working with this, we see this energy come into the crown chakra. We see it entering the body, but with it, it brings a silver mist. So you see the silver mist surrounding this. See it entering the body, going all through the physicals, down through the base of the feet. And you see this mist come out of the bottom of your feet. Now, what I am saying is that you see this intuitively. You know it's happening. You look at it. You see the symbol. You see the energy. My friends who might be listening today, give us a call, 877-876-5227. And so it takes us to the very last symbol. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this is because we think of Reiki, and when Reiki was first taught, or when I first became aware of Reiki, I saw the Japanese symbols, or I was taught from that aspect, and it was very difficult for me because not being Japanese, not using that alphabet or that language, the original emblems that represented that energy or brought that energy to you was complicated. So it was very difficult for me. But now the symbols that are being used are very simple. It is it is actually the way the energy looks. It is, you see that symbol, you see the energy, and you feel it, and so it is much, much easier. So just a little thought, even if you read a book to get some idea of these symbols, and then you can study it, but you have to work with a Reiki, a master who will attune you to the symbols so that you can actually work with the power. Now, the last symbol represents God's foundation of perfect love, and this symbol works on the mental body. And the people who teach this now with the new symbols tell us that Jesus changed these for several reasons. The original was too oriental. It was difficult to learn. And I find this also fascinating, and one of the reasons why I'm encouraging you to look into this, because these symbols, especially the new symbols, are connected directly to the end times, the work of this age that is now taking place on earth. And so it empowers the recipient to get in touch with his higher spirit, which has never separated from God. It also invokes the karmic healing of a lineage. And so this symbol that we are calling the fourth symbol, or the Han Sha Zi Shonen, H-O-N-S-H-A-Z-E-A-S-H-O-N-E-N, in case I'm mispronouncing it. This is the symbol that invokes the karmic healing of a lineage. It's very powerful, and of course it is not just about healing, but getting in touch with wellness and manifesting it. I like that. Getting in touch with wellness and manifesting it. And so this is God's foundation of perfect love. And Jesus suggested that when you get to the fourth symbol, you make the symbol three times. This is the capstone, like you seal the work. What the other symbols that you've drawn, what you have done, this seals it. It is working with the mental body. And so I asked Jesus, why is this that we're using this symbol, working with the mental body? And he answered very simply, well, you know, when I thought about it, I realized I really should understand the reason, is we create everything in our lives with using our mind. It is our mind that sets up the thought, that sets up the connection, that begins all creation for our own world of one, or our thoughts, our mental abilities can create and send to others this healing aspect, and also our thoughts and desires for others. And we have somebody calling in now. What's your name?
My name is Brian. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Brian. I just love hearing from you, Brian. You know, you have such a soothing, there's something so soothing about your voice. Are you aware of that?
No, please tell me more.
I'm just telling you how your voice affects me. There is something, to me at least, that sounds very peaceful and soothing. I like hearing your voice.
Well, thank you. It's kind of like a harmonic.
What'd you say?
Kind of like a harmonic or harmonious voice.
Well, it is. It's to me, it is a very peaceful sounding voice.
Yes.
So, do you feel peaceful today?
Yes, I do. I just woke up from a nap not too long ago, so.
Oh, aren't naps wonderful?
They're very wonderful. I've been listening to the symbols that you were talking about, the Reiki symbols, and those are fascinating. And I wrote those down, and I'm going to do some research on that. and I'm drawn to that. And my question to you is, from the angelic realm, I would just like, I know who my archangel is, it's Michael. I would like to know.
He's so dear, isn't he? I have to chuckle so many times when I hear his name. So he has a very special connection to you, and you're feeling this, huh?
Yes.
Oh, and isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it's very wonderful. And
do you see him?
I would like to. I would like to, well, sometimes I guess when people say, can I, it's like, do you want to, or do you allow yourself to? You know, you have this fear of seeing something, a manifestation. But I'm at a point where I'm moving beyond the fear. And so if something just comes to me, you know, sure, there's a little shock, but I can get over that very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I would like to connect and see Michael.
Let me ask you another question. Do you feel his energy?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
We're stronger than ever.
It's stronger than ever. I just love hearing that. And so when you feel it, this might be hard for you to describe. How do you know that this connection that you made, this feeling that you feel, is Michael? How do you know that?
I will describe this very easily. There is a warmth, very strong warming in around my heart area.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you'll feel this. It's just like it's not like it's on fire burning, but it's a very warm, nice warmth feeling. Like
gentle.
You feel the body, a gentle, yes, gentle is the perfect way to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you see a color that surrounds that?
Well, the color of my soul, I would say, would be blue. I feel always a strong connection. I guess it's my favorite color.
The
energy.
When you feel that sweet, calming, soft energy, and you know that that is Michael, do you see a color that surrounds that energy? Because it's different than the blue.
Yes.
Just concentrate on it. What color do you see?
Golden, yellow.
Mm-hmm. You see any pink?
Within or on the outskirts of it?
Mm-hmm.
Inside.
Yeah. It's that love force.
Yes.
Now, if you feel that around your heart, do you see a strand? In other words, if you start there and you feel that energy that we're talking about, and you can sense that color, can you trace or track that? Almost like a line. Can you follow that line as it's coming into your heart? In other words, you follow a line outside of your body and look into the dimension with it. Can you do that?
My mind says yes, but my mind says no, but my heart says yes. So.
Yes,
so
forget your mind. That's your ego,
yes,
dear.
That's the ego, I know.
And we're not asking you to perform now. We're
right.
Just simply trying to move your attention in a manner so you can see where that energy is coming from. What we're trying to do is get you a little closer to Archangel Michael, and of course he wants you to come closer too. And so just take your time and you know, try to ignore the fact that you're on the radio talking to me. Just kind of concentrate on that energy line and see if you can just follow it to the one who initiated it.
This goes to toward the center of cosmos, I guess.
Didn't want you to go that far. Yes, that's
okay.
Probably true. See, you're my... I just love it.
It feels like it's far away.
Yeah, but I'm... see he's nearby also. Yes, the ultimate, that's very perceptive of you, because, yes, the ultimate source of that energy, of him, of Archangel Michael being able to use that energy, does come from source.
Yes.
And that's very perceptive, and that's very beautiful of you to have picked up on that. I was trying to get you to move closer to you, sort of right outside your energy field.
What you call
I
the
wanted
higher
you
self.
To see if you could follow that and see his sword.
I guess up in the sky.
He wants you to see it too. And if you don't, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Try this sometime when you're more relaxed.
Yeah.
In other words, maybe when you have some time where you're not rushed,
yeah.
Listen to, what do you usually do to get you into a higher state of mind? Do you listen to some beautiful music? Do you use flower essences? Light a candle. What is usually your procedure that tells your body that you're ready to meditate?
Usually it's either when I'm very, very tired or just
mm-hmm.
waking up. When I'm very calm, my mind's not very active or racing.
Mm-hmm.
Usually just, I'm starting to get into meditation a little bit. So just, I guess, letting go. Sometimes I have the fear of letting go.
Yes. I think we've all gone through that stage, but the body, the ego can be trained. You see, you're absolutely right. You let go, you get to that state where you're going to meditate, but also the ego can be trained. In other words, when somebody does a repeated activity like I'm saying, have a place where you meditate, whether you want to light a candle, whether you want to listen to some special music, you have a little process that you use. They're props. I mean, in the very beginning, it's good to have a prop of some sort, because
yeah.
when you light that candle, it's like saying, okay, body, okay, ego, get ready for the next step. This is what we're going to do. And if you start using a prop, you
mm-hmm.
get to that state much faster of letting go.
I see.
So use some sort of prop that you want to use, because that is sort of like the tool that gets beyond the ego. It is the habit. It's the habit that you are training your body to accept. Once your body is aware of that
mm-hmm.
and you learn how to get into that state, you won't need the prop.
I see. That's what I was getting at, how one can just go into those theta states, you know, and just at will almost. Is learning
it,
to
you know,
do
everything
that.
Is a habit. Now, I'll give you a very good example of how this works. Perhaps you remember when you first started to drive a car. I don't know
yeah.
how long ago that was. But if you had a gear shift, you know, you had to mentally say, okay, you put the clutch in.
Yes.
You move the handle here, you release it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mentally went through that process until your body became trained to
yes.
just automatically sit down and do it. You never gave it another thought. That's how the beginning of meditation is. You're training the mind to do something with ease, but in the very beginning, you kind of have to put up a procedure, and if you have a prop of some sort, it hastens it along. You know, we're creatures of habit, even to the point of meditation.
Yes.
You know, we get up in the morning and maybe we're the kind that want to eat right away, and we think, oh, you look at your watch. Oh, my, 9 o'clock, I better eat. Oh, my, 12 o'clock, I better have lunch if you're
right.
on that schedule. And so as human beings, we're just creatures of habit, and we can use that to our benefit when we're first starting into meditation.
Yes.
And I can remember the first time I started trying to get to theta, it was like, oh my goodness, am I there yet?
Yeah, that's true. Sherilyn, the only other thing I was wanting to ask was...
But let me just finish this one thought, dear. Sure. Work with this.
Yes.
Follow that energy. I want you to start, first of all, finding Archangel Michael's sword. I want you to be able to at least intuitively see him on this plane, because you are very perceptive, and I think once you get over that little stage of being a little bit fearful, which is normal, you're going to connect with him.
Okay.
He wants to connect with you.
I know he does. I've seen a rainbow the other day, but there was no rain. That was pretty.
Rainbows are interesting. Did that rainbow move back and forth, or did it stay stable?
It stayed stable, and I raced home because I was in the car at the time, and I wanted to grab my camera and take a picture of it, but it disappeared on me.
Well, I don't know if Archangel Michael was using that one, but I know Mother Mary does it. That's why I asked if it moved. When she gets behind a rainbow, the rainbow sort of collapses and comes back out. She'll flip it back and forth. It's like, okay, honey, did you see that? Or do I need to do it again?
She was playing with me, the real quick question I had was, I know I'm a strong connection with Michael. Is there any others that are around me that are very strong connection with me?
Now, when you say a strong connection, are you talking about the angelic realm? Are you talking about a guide?
Let's go with a guide.
Well, okay. Now, are you feeling something about a guide? You feel that somebody...
Either from the Sirian star system or the Pleiadians.
Okay. Let's see what we can find out for you. This is always interesting. You know, I'm curious. Let's see what we can do. Give me a moment. We do have guides who have had lifetimes here on Earth, and we do have guides who are off-planet. If we're doing work, many times we're connected to people off-planet. They're not exactly our guides. They're more like individuals who set up events in our lives.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can find out. What I'm seeing is not, I don't want to use the word guide so much, but there is an energy that goes from you to one of the Sirians. I'm not sure that there's another one. I'm just focusing on this one for the moment. And it's one that I have seen before. I'm not sure of this individual because they're not showing their face to me. They're showing me... they're showing themselves to me as an entity who is sitting in a chair and is facing a console. And there are, I guess like a console in an airplane would be a good example, except there is a screen there that they can actually see activities on Earth. Have you seen that? You said yes.
Yes,
quickly.
I can feel that. Yes.
Uh-huh. You're tuning into the same one that I'm tuning into.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular Sirian that you are feeling and tuning into is one individual but is associated with a group. And that group works with the spiritual advancement of humanity right now.
Yes.
Do you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, so intuitively you're sensing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's moving some dials for me. And what happens when they move dials? Is there certain events that happen on Earth that are manifesting? In other words, they are kind of giving the energy behind the event that they want to manifest.
Hmm. So, and my connection with them is special.
Well, they're not showing me their face, but they're kind of chuckling with that.
Well, let them know.
I can hear them chuckle, dear.
Well, I would like to say this to them, if this is a communication. I would just like to say thank you to them, to the Syrians.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning to become open.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have, I'm sure they're of the light.
Yes.
And I would like a stronger connection with them.
What he's communicating to me is that you really are working with them at the moment. You're just not doing it consciously. And yes, you do have a connection that could be more conscious with them.
Is it just meditating toward the, how does
let me see
what they would recommend.
Well, that's what I'm tuning into. This particular individual is telling me that you could connect with them through automatic writing.
Okay. How does that work then?
Do you work on a typewriter?
I have a computer in front of me.
Well, that's what I really meant,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still using those old-fashioned words like typewriter. I really meant the computer.
I've heard people say that before, but I didn't understand what it meant. Automatic writing, you can just let my mind flow or let the heart
flow?
Yes,
here's what you do. I think what you need to do is, before you can get to that, I think you need a little bit more practice with allowing your mind to be emptied of thought. You know, you said a word earlier that was interesting, and what that was, you know, to calm the mind to, you didn't say devoid of thought, but that's how I accepted that. In other words, to be stilled.
To be stilled, yeah.
You need a little bit more work on being able to still your mind of your own conscious thoughts. But what you could start doing is, one of the things that I find very helpful for me is in my office I have some CDs and I play music that seems to have an effect of allowing me to relax and allowing my mind to go up to the higher dimensions. Find some music.
I just started doing that, Carolyn, and I'm listening to the whales.
Whatever.
The whales, yes.
Okay, and that would work. Then listen to that, play that, and then sit down at your computer and just put your hands on the keys as if you're ready to use it. And what I'm trying to find, see, I know what I would do. I'm trying to find if they had any other directions other than what I'm telling you. No, they're saying no. What I'm telling you is correct. Just place your fingers on the keyboard. Be relaxed. Be open. What you might want to do, though, before you allow yourself to be open is to say a prayer of protection. See the white light around you and, you know, say something. You have your own prayer, but something to the effect that nothing but good is going to come to you, nothing but good is going to leave you, that you are protected by whichever source you believe the Supreme Being to be, whether it's source or some other individual. You might want to call in Archangel Michael at that point. I think that would be a very good thing to do. The thought popped into my mind, so he's probably feeding me that. Call in Archangel Michael. You feel very connected to him. And then empty your mind. Be open. After the protection. Archangel Michael is interrupting me. He is saying that if you would request one of his warrior angels to be assigned to you, he would send you one.
Yes, I request one.
Yes, because you do need to request that. He doesn't automatically do that, so that you can work under his protection. And Archangel Michael is saying guidance through his tutelage, meaning Archangel Michael's tutelage. And
is it done, or should I, or do I request that now or down the road?
Well, no, you want to do that now. I mean, in other words, we don't want something to happen down the road. We want it to happen now.
I'm requesting it right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Consider it done. And then as you put your hands on the keyboard, then start writing down the thought that is coming to you. But here's where if there's anything difficult about it, this is where the difficulty is, to have faith and know that this can be done. You can manifest this. You are manifesting this. Not can is probably the wrong word. Will is the wrong word. You are manifesting it. That you are connecting to the divine plan that your soul, that you agreed to do along with your soul, and know that that you do manifest this, and have the faith. This is, if there's a stumbling block in any of this, it is the faith, it is the belief. But know that you walk in the protection of Source, that Archangel Michael walks along with you. He has his sword extended to you. He has sent you one of his warrior angels, and it is for you now to take this next step. This is your destiny.
Wow. Well, thank you, Archangel Michael.
Yes. He is so beautiful. Call me later. Let me know how this goes for you, because this is a whole new thing, you know.
Yes, it is. I wish I knew the name of the Syrian friend of mine.
Well, yeah. I'll be honest with you. he works with me also. I recognized him immediately, and he's never given me his name.
That's okay. My heart goes out to them.
Yes, 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 yes. I suspect it's one of the reasons why you came.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn. Oh, I love hearing your voice also.
Oh, thank you. And this is an exciting time for you, you know.
I know.
The whole thing is so exciting.
It feels wonderful.
I know. It's delicious. It's like eating some cold ice cream on a hot day.
And those Reiki and symbols will also help in the future, the ones that you've
yes.
given.
You know, all you really have to get started, what you might want to do is get a book on Reiki, read a little bit about it, and you need to have a Reiki master give you an attunement.
Okay, okay. Can that be done over the phone, or that you would prefer probably hands-on?
You know, I don't know that. When I was attuned, my Reiki master had hands on. She took my hand. She placed the symbols in the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
Now, can you do that on the phone? I don't know, but I speak to her frequently. I will ask her if this can be done on the telephone, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let you know the next time I'm on a show, or, you know, if you want to send me an email, I'll give you the answer to that. I just know that when I received my attunement, it was a hands-on.
Yes,
and
it'd probably be
did
more
place
powerful.
The symbols
yeah.
in the palm of my hand.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful, Carolyn.
But, you know, I'll tell you something else. If you have a book and you look at that, I suspect that you might have some deja vu while you're reading this. You probably worked with Reiki in the past.
In the time of Lemuria, probably. Mm.
what you feel, that connection?
Yes, with Lemuria, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lemuria.
Mm-hmm.
As a sage, a teacher, yes.
There is, you know, I don't have the information right here because I'm not prepared for that, but there is a lady. Do you know what the silver sword is? It's a plant that is found at one of the volcanoes in Hawaii.
You know, I might have seen that in a dream, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Haleakala is a volcano that is not active on in Hawaii, and the silver sword is a plant. When it's first growing, it has this wide leaf that mm-hmm. comes up out of the ground. It's sword-like. Once every 40 years, there is a flower that comes out of the middle of it. And there is an individual who had permission to take some of these flowers because she was working on conservation with this plant.
Mm-hmm.
And she was given permission to take some of the flowers and make a like a flower. It wasn't exactly like a flower essence. But she, and I can't think of what the word would be used, where she took it and put the flower into water and made...
kind of like an incense or something?
Well, something like that. And I can't think of the word that it's
like
called.
Like an aroma, a smell?
It's made out of that flower.
Mm-hmm.
And the fascinating thing about that flower and what I have learned from it is that that flower... the reason that it is only found in Haleakala is because it originated in Lemuria.
Wow.
And it originated in Lemuria, and the seeds that how it came up through the Haleakala tube was the lava that came up through the Haleakala tube carried these seeds from Lemuria.
And wow,
they made the plant. And you can buy an essence of this. And a friend of mine, matter of fact, the same Reiki master that gave me this attunement, mm-hmm. she works with it. And I'm being cautioned not to tell. The world is not ready to hear this yet. But
I understand.
Using this. You can bring forth some of the knowledge that they had in Lemuria, and that might be what you need to do.
Okay.
Send me an email. I'll tell you where to purchase this.
Okay.
It's the only lady that has this. She is the only one that has been given permission to use these flowers.
Okay. Sounds great. I'll do that, Carolyn.
Okay. Good
Thank
talking
you,
to
and
you.
And nice talking to you, and God bless.
Indeed. We're all blessed, aren't we?
Bye-bye, Carolyn.
Bye. Well, we had that call, and we were pretty much down to the end of the Reiki symbols. And I was just delighted to be talking to Brian about that. I just think that was a fascinating conversation. It's like coming face with some common friends on the other side. When I mean common, I mean friends that we know one another. And apparently that conversation with Brian encouraged somebody else to give us a call. And who's this?
Hi, Carolyn. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing it the best way I know how. Sometimes
Amen.
It's not good enough, but most of the time it does well.
Well, you know what? First of all, I want to thank you for passing the message from Jesus about the Reiki symbol.
Oh, do you do Reiki?
Yeah, I'm a Reiki master. I don't actually practice it. I do it on myself every night, and I think that's what's keeping me from getting worse, you know, as far as healing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not moving forward, but I'm not going backwards either.
Well, yes. Since you know Reiki, you know the symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And did you understand the visualization when you used the symbols?
Yes, I did.
Now, when you do this on yourself, do you see the symbol?
No,
you see
I don't.
The energy of the symbol.
I feel it.
You feel it.
Yeah, I don't see it, or I haven't seen it yet.
Well, when you work with a symbol, do you draw it on your hand? Do you draw it in the air, or do you just think about it?
I draw it on my hand, and
mm-hmm.
then I draw it in the air.
Okay. Okay. Right now, Nancy, take one of the symbols that you want to work with. You
okay.
want to do with the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Draw it in the air or on your hand, however you want to.
Okay.
And let me see if I can explain this so you can understand. You know, sometimes when it's a very hot day and it has rained and you see the tree trunk drying out in the sun, there is like a little bit of steam that comes out of it. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's what I mean. That's what I want you to think about when you're drawing that symbol. Try to see the energy around that symbol, the way that steam appears as it's going off of the tree. In other words, it's not a straight line. It kind of shimmers a little. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh, I just did it.
Did you see it?
I just saw it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so happy. You saw the energy. You see, this is what you do. When you draw that symbol, this is how you see the energy. In other words, this energy is not a flat thing. You see, what you've been doing is, yes, you intuitively feel it, but that symbol, you haven't been seeing it as it's moving. You've been looking at it as a flat symbol, and it is a dynamic, moving energy.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm so delighted that you have seen this, Nancy. Okay, so let's work with the first symbol. You are seeing this as I said, like the steam that comes off of a tree trunk. Now, are you seeing this? Are you seeing that energy around the symbol now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, see it as fire. That energy that's coming off of the symbol. Can you visualize it as fire? A flame.
You know what? Yes, it is.
Okay. That's what we're after.
Okay.
Now,
oh, that is so cool.
Isn't it cool? Okay. See the symbol with the fiery flame. Go through the crown chakra. And it's going to go through the body itself. Try and follow it as it comes through your body. Be patient. It doesn't speed through. It's not driving on a beltway. It slowly goes through your body, and if you are patient, you can feel it move through your body. Eventually, it's going to come out at the soles of your feet.
Oh, my gosh, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
You have made my day, Nancy. Did you see it come out of the
yes,
sole of your feet?
Yes, it just did. It just did.
Now, look at what came out at the bottom of your feet. Do you see any black, little black dots of debris with it?
Yes. It's murky looking.
Okay, that's clarifying. Oh, you just have thrilled me to no end. That is clearing out your body.
Oh my gosh. Now that's not on the physical level. That one's on the emotional level? No.
Darling, don't be so, don't try to analyze this.
Okay.
You're working with energy. You have seen it. You have felt it. Now, don't sit there and start analyzing it. Okay. Now, let's do the second symbol.
Chokere.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want you to, however you do it, you can draw it in your hand, you can do the symbol in the air, however, or both, whatever you wish to do. This is evoking universal life energy of God, the love of God.
Okay.
Do you see the symbol?
Yes.
Okay, now I want you to do the same thing and try and find the energy around that symbol, the same way you did with number one, the symbol one. Concentrate on it. See that energy as that steam that comes off of a tree. Have you been able to...
Okay, I see it.
You see it?
I see it.
Okay, now see that energy as something that is ice cold. Like, you know how you put an ice cube in a glass of water sometimes and you can see that cold come out of the ice?
Yes.
Okay, now, can you see that energy as something that is ice? Can you see the ice around that energy?
Yes,
the cold around?
Yes.
Okay, do the same thing. Run it through your crown chakra down through your feet. Do it slow. We're not racing.
Ooh, it's getting really bright. Yeah, it came out, but I guess it's like a bright cold. I don't see anything dark.
Because
with it.
There's a different function. That has a different function.
Oh,
it's like the fire that you sent through there was clearing out the debris in the body. That particular symbol now is not for the same purpose. If you analyze how you're feeling when that second symbol went through,
uh-huh.
You might feel some peace. You might feel some balance.
Yeah, I feel balance.
And you might feel some calmness.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome.
Isn't it?
That's awesome.
Okay. You want to work with another one?
Sure.
Okay. Do you know what the third symbol is?
The Sahiki? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I suspect that when you work with that, you're seeing that as some flat little symbol also.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. I want you to do how you usually do it, either draw it in your hand, draw it in the air, or do both. You see, this is all dynamic energy. This is not something static. This
right.
is not something that you look at a drawing on a piece of paper and it's flat. I mean, they're showing us a flat drawing, but this is all, you're calling down energy on yourself that is dynamic. It is moving.
Okay.
Now you draw that.
I can see the energy.
Okay. Now this moves more. Those little wings now this is how I see it, and I don't know if you're going to see it the same way. It's like two infinity symbols. And the infinity symbol on the top, what it does for me is it spins around. I don't know if it's going to spin for you, but it spins for me. It looks like one of these little toys that children have, you know, the little pinwheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I don't know, is it going to spin for you?
No, but I see the energy.
That's what you're looking for.
I see the energy.
Okay, now you've seen the energy, and I want you to look at that the same way that you did by imagining that energy coming off of a tree trunk as the tree is as the water is drying up. And now what you see in that energy is a silver mist.
Okay, I see it.
Okay. Draw it through your head, crown chakra, down through your body slowly and out your feet.
Okay, it's coming out.
Okay, now this symbol is working with the emotional body and on a spiritual level. And so it does, it is a symbol of cleansing and protection. It is also a symbol that calls on angelic power and assistance. And I am so delighted, I'm so happy when I use this one because I do believe this was one of Jesus' special symbols. This was the one that was changed by Jesus.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness.
Now, do you know what the fourth symbol is?
The
you draw that sort of like a cross, and then you connect the different points.
Yes.
Do you know what that one is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Jesus told me that you make one of those symbols over your head. In other words, you put your hand up over your head and you make that symbol, and then on either side of that symbol you make one. So you've got one symbol in the middle that's kind of higher, and then a little lower there's two symbols. So you have like a triangle of these symbols over top of your head.
Okay.
Now, what this is doing is this works on the mental body. You are sealing yourself with the sign of God's foundation of perfect love. This is cementing all of the other energy that you have just placed through your body. And this is, you know, this is connected to the mental aspect of manifesting.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you feel it?
Yes, I can.
Well, my darling, that's my gift to you today and anybody else who is listening to this. Isn't it exciting?
This is beyond words. I can't thank you enough.
Okay, so I would suggest that you... are you doing these symbols every day?
I do the first two. I do the Shokare and the Sahikin. Just the two of them.
Okay, I suggest that you do all four symbols every day. And when you go to sleep at night, try to get into a relaxed state. If you only do it once a day, do it before you go to bed at night so that when you are sleeping, this energy is working with you.
Awesome.
And let's see if that doesn't help accelerate your healing a little bit.
Thank you so much. Bless you, Carolyn.
Oh, it's like having a new toy, isn't it?
It is. It's wonderful.
I know. Isn't it exciting?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Nancy, I'm just delighted that you called.
Me too. You have a wonderful day.
You too, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I guess we chose the right topic today, huh? I have to tell you, when I first started, when Jesus told me how to use these symbols, I got pretty excited about it too. Because when I first started working with Reiki, I was looking at the symbols, and when you see them drawn on a paper, they look flat and one-dimensional, and you have to get into the habit of seeing these not as flat one-dimensional symbols, but as something that is dynamic, something that is living, an energy that is moving. And I really think that if you can do this, it's going to accelerate your healing. And just as a reminder before we end this topic, Jesus suggested that we use these Reiki symbols in this manner because of the fact that our cells are turning to crystalline, and this energy done this way with the visualization of the flames and the cold and so forth, that is more balanced. It'll support the crystalline cells. And what I have found that when Archangel Michael talks about it, the crystalline cells and the way energy is going to be in the higher dimensions, we are going to have to make some changes in the way that we control this energy. And he is going to be giving classes very soon on working with the electrons that we have electrons in our body as well as electrons outside with everything that we're interacting with. But on the physical, the electrons are going to be moving in a little different manner, and we are going to have to learn how to control that energy for the higher dimensions. And so that is the next, how shall we say, agenda or the next thing that he's going to be working with. And I do want to go into this next part of the show talking about the energies that have come in for this year and the great opportunity that we have in using these energies to work with the physical. And I have to tell you, folks, anybody out there who is listening to my voice who has not come on board with the conference calls with Archangel Michael, I really recommend that you do this, because he comes, just think about this. He comes to the conference calls. He organizes the spiritual hierarchy. He brings the energy. He holds the space so that the entities from the higher dimensions can come down and send their energy, bring their energy to our conference calls. The things that we have been doing are extraordinary. So please send me your name, if your soul is prompting you to be a part of this, to Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com. I will send you the schedule that is left for the month of May. Also, something else that I have found, that people who are attending the conferences, they want to have a call just among ourselves. We are going to be setting up a call just by ourselves. It's not a conference call with a spiritual hierarchy, but you might say a round robin table of people who want to talk about helping one another get through these energy changes for the year. I don't know if any of you listening to my voice has worked, has had some difficulties in working with this energy that has come in. But some of the things that people have experienced has been great fatigue, especially last week. A lot of people have felt what seemed like a great pressure pressing down on their bodies. The people who are doing work on the inner planes, who are doing work on the dimensions, sometimes they don't realize they're doing this work, or when they are at sleep at night, they're working on the inner planes, and they are feeling this more than others. You know who you are for the most part. There are people who are very much aware that they are working on the inner planes, what they are working with, and it is affecting the physical. Some people have had headaches, upset stomachs, colds that don't seem to go away, pains in the body. Not consistent, but when new waves of energy come in, they feel that. And so we're going to have a conference call on things that we can do to help alleviate these symptoms. And there are things that we can do. And so if you're out there suffering, want to have some relief from that, send me a little message at Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com, and I will tell you when we are going to have that conference call. Just, you might say, we light workers, we who are working with the light, who are working with the energies, to find ways to, not to find ways, we know of a lot of the things that work, and we also know the things that Jesus and other members of the spiritual hierarchy have told us to use for some help. So we will do that. Now, at the beginning of the year, I had two individuals who gave some information about what was going to be in front of us for the year 2007, what these energies were, and the effect that it was going to have not only on human beings, but how it was going to change the affairs of politicians, the directions of countries. I've put most of these messages into the spiritual notebook at BBS. I've also put many of them in Archangel Michael's conclave that you can get to both of these places from the main page on BBS Radio. The full messages are written out there. I'm going to go through a little bit, starting at the beginning of the year, so that you have some sort of concept of what is before us, how we are moving through this energetic year, and what to look forward to. I'm going to read some information that Pope John Paul had given me, and the reason he's very much involved with the work with Archangel Michael is because he is an energy worker. And as he explained it to me and through his messages to the other people who attend the conference calls, he connects energy from planetary systems that are going through significant growth periods, like we'll be approaching what we are calling ascension. He works with those energies as he connects them to Source and the center of the cosmos. It is why he has given in his book, Viva Papa, which can be found at my website at CarolynEvers.com, he's given a lot of information about sunspot activity, how that has changed the planet, how it is changing our DNA, how it is changing the core of the Earth. He has identified a lot of the Earth changes that are before us and why we are standing on the brink of those Earth changes, what happened, what information and energy came through the sunspot activity. So that's a fascinating story, and it's why he is involved with these messages and the work that we do with Archangel Michael. And he is telling us that one of the things that has to happen with us is we have to have an open heart to love and cooperation with our fellow human beings. That seems to be the prerequisite for us moving into the next dimension, to have a heart of love that is open, to be willing to cooperate with all of those fellow human beings that we travel with, that we're working with, that are sharing our planet. Doesn't sound too hard, does it? Apparently it is. For some of us, for groups of us who are still fighting, he talks about the hot spots around the globe where tyranny is putting pressure in the world. And he mentions something that I think is very fascinating, is that the energies that are coming to the planet now are from Source. And if you are familiar with Archangel Michael's messages, it is because the Eye of Isis is in this part of the cosmos. It is the renewal. It is the mechanism for spiritual renewal that Source sends throughout the cosmos, and now is our time. And the Eye of Isis is using the energy from a gigantic collision in space. We saw it here, our astronomers saw it here in 1987, and therefore they call it the supernova 1987A. But the actual explosion happened 200,000 years ago. So that is the basis of this energy. And what he tells us, it's like that story that we hear about the phoenix bird. The phoenix bird who was placed, I mean, this is a myth that comes from the ancient cultures. The phoenix bird was placed on a bed of coals and burned and destroyed, but came back again later. That is this continual regeneration of growth and life. And this is an excellent example of what happens with the energies in the cosmos. So we have two giant constellations that collide with one another. They cause this tremendous explosion, which we call a supernova, and all of these particles come forth, spraying out all through the cosmos, and it is what is being rejuvenated here. It is that energy is being rejuvenated here. We are almost like the phoenix birds who are rising from the ruins of this gigantic fire. And so Pope John says that it is going to be difficult for these acts of tyranny to survive and continue. And I'm looking forward to seeing some motion by year end that there's going to be changes in that area. And so love is the motivating force, and he says anything that is not of love is not of God. So we know that this is love. Love is the most important thing. It's the most important state for us to be in. It is the most important state for our spiritual growth. And then he goes on to explain that it is these energies that have been coming in March, April, and now May, that these are the energies for the foundation of the integration of change that is on the very near horizon. And so for those of you who have been on board with us, you know that we had 1 month where it was Archangel Michael came with a spiritual hierarchy to help us clear the foreign substances in our physical. They identify these as toxins that have been caused by the additives in our food supply. You know, they've got all kinds of stuff that they've added to the food. Impure air and drinking water. You know, we think our drinking water is clear. We think our air is clear. But what is happening is that particulates in the air that they flow around the whole earth. We are, what happens in one part of the world is carried on wind currents that revolve around the entire planet. So even though we think perhaps we're not bringing into our body some of those particles from this debris, impure air, and drinking water, it's been very difficult for us to not to be part of that. And so that was the first month. And they were also suggesting, that detoxifying the human physical is very important. The next month, we worked on changing the chakra systems to be compatible with the crystalline structure of our cells. And then during the month of May, what these conference calls are, the spiritual hierarchy is working with us to change the entrican system. This is the whole system of the master glands is part of the system. It is basically controlling the entire physical. We've had our first conference call, and what I saw, the energy that came in for that was just extraordinary, because one of the things that I saw very clearly that this energy was doing, that was repairing the meridian lines that went through the entire physical. I could see the white energy as it came down through the bodies, was working on all the glands, and I could see that there were breaks in the meridian system that the spiritual hierarchy was healing. So that has been incredible. Do, if you haven't connected with us on the conference calls, do send me a note, carolyn@carolynevers.com. We can get the information to you, because what we're going to be doing, the ones who have been in the past with us, who have been through all three conference calls, May is the last of these calls, and Archangel Michael is going to, I don't know how he's going to program this, but he's going to. I just know when he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Those who haven't been on all three conference calls or haven't been to any of them, he's going to have a makeup conference call for all those who need some additional work. And so we will have a day where those who haven't been to the other programs will be able to participate, because this clearing, this energy, is not going to come again. It's going to be very hard for us to do this work on our own, though we can, but why not work along with spiritual hierarchy and have them help us with this? So what the plan is, after May, the work on the physical that is working along with the energies that are coming in right now will be completed, and then Archangel Michael is turning over some of his responsibilities to Master Kuthumi. Master Kuthumi is going to be working with us. He is going to work with the particles of light and sound and how it incorporates into the new physical body. And so this is the next step. Master Kuthumi is going to be working with light. He's going to be incorporating that into the physical body, as I said, and I would imagine connecting it with the crystalline cells. And Archangel Michael is telling us is that when you have 100% crystalline cells in your body, it holds so much more light. The carbon-based cells do not hold the light that the crystalline cells hold. So there's going to be work that we have to do. So Master Kuthumi is going to be teaching us that, working with us with that. And then Archangel Michael is going to be giving classes working with the electron. And it is because all of this is part of a preparation for ascension, because in the higher levels, the construction of the electron is different. He tells us it is slightly different. There is more spaces in between the electrons, and we must learn how to control that. So, friends, we probably have, can you imagine, a half an hour left out of this two-hour show. My golly, that time went fast. If you have a call, you want to talk to your angels, want to comment on anything that we've discussed so far, give us a call, 877 877-526-5227. If you're from Canada, we've got a number for our Canadian friends, and that is 888-810-8322. I think I have given you a lot of information, perhaps all that you need to know about the work that Archangel Michael is doing. If you have any connection with him at all, do participate with this. We have some scholarship funds available. We have had some very generous people who have donated money to pay for the conference calls for those people who are not able to find the money to pay for calls themselves. So don't let that hold you back. I do believe that Archangel Michael has inspired these people. He wants to connect to his light workers. And he has said that so many times. And he has said so many times, consider me your elder brother. He has promised us to wake us up at this time, at this moment. And that is what he is doing. He has come to call us. And he has said many times, this is my wake-up call to you. This is what I promise to do. I promise to call you to the end, towards the end of this cycle. And I am here gathering all of my light workers together. So if you hear or feel anything that gives you an inclination to join us, please do. So we have another caller who has dialed our number, and who are we speaking to?
This is Paris.
Paris?
Yeah.
Well, it's a male voice, so it can't be Paris Hilton.
It's Paris. Yeah, I had a question.
Sure.
It's about the conference call. What is that all about? Because I haven't, this is the first time I've tuned into this network.
To the network?
Yeah.
Did you say? Well, aren't you the happy one? This network has so much to offer you. And tune into a lot of the shows. We have some extraordinary hosts here who have incredible information to give to you, Paris. But I'm not quite sure of a question that you asked. Can you repeat that?
What's all this thing about a conference where you have to have your spiritual stuff, make your light and your spiritual stuff more higher? I think it's Angel Michael, I think. You were talking about that?
What, do you feel that you have a connection to Archangel Michael?
No, it's that you were saying about we can... call, like conference, you had like every...
Oh, yes. What, do you know what a conference call is? Let's start with that.
It's basically you call, like a three-way, like...
Yes, people call in to a telephone number, and we have a group of people who call in at a designated time. I am there. And we read, the conference call is in three parts. First of all, I read a message that Archangel Michael has given to me that gives an overview of the work that we're going to do on that particular conference call. And I ask people if they have any questions about it, and if they do, we answer their questions. Then the second part of the conference call is Archangel Michael comes. He holds the space between Earth and the next higher dimension to allow members from the spiritual hierarchy to come in and actually join the conference call.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It is. It truly is amazing. I describe who the hierarchy are, what they look like. Many of the people who are on the conference call see them, feel them. If they're not seeing them. They feel the peace and the love. Some of them see colors. We're all at different stages of development.
You see, I'm blind, so I can probably feel them or something.
You can feel them?
If I was on the call, yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah. So that, then they have work that they do. They are usually working with light, with sound. And as they do this work, this energy comes into to the bodies of each person who is on the conference call. So when they finish their work, they move back to the higher dimensions, and Archangel Michael stays here with us on the conference call, and anybody who is on the call can then ask Archangel Michael their question, and then I relay his answer to the individual, and it is quite a beautiful experience.
Oh, and then does that change your body when the spiritual higher beings touch you? Does that change how you actually react to things? And
well, that's the whole purpose of it. The first call, as we explained, over the years, we have eaten a lot of foods that have additives in it, or we drank water that wasn't of the purest kind. I mean, just think about water that has different ingredients in there that they put in there to try and purify the water. You know, there's a lot of things in water that we don't see, but
yeah,
we're drinking it.
Yeah, and you see, if I'm blind, you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Could they actually heal my eyes with that, or no? With the
higher spirit? Know what I would suggest that you do, Paris? Call on my Wednesday show, which is Cosmic Connections, or call on my show next Saturday, where I have two healers. Shirley McNeil is on my Wednesday show, and Caroline Allen is on my Saturday show. She won't be here next Saturday, but the Saturday after, because we're on every 2 weeks. But next Wednesday, call in to Cosmic Connections. Shirlene is a healer, and she'll explain how she works with that, and we'll do a reading for you from the cherubim and find out where this originates in, if it's in your DNA, if it's something that you agreed to do during this lifetime, and we'll see if we can help you with that.
Yeah, that's really amazing. If this miracle can happen, it'll be just totally amazing.
Well, so, Paris, let me explain something to you about that. Were you blind from birth?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you see, you're so, I don't know at this moment what agreement you had with your soul. You might have come into the world for some reason being blind for your own soul development. You might have come into the world being blind because of something that was in your DNA. You could have inherited something from your ancestors that's in your DNA line. And I don't know at this point which one of the two it was. And if it is something that is from DNA in the ancestral line, we might be able to do something to help you with that. If it's something that your soul agreed to do, that this was your mission for some reason, we wouldn't be able to change that. I would venture to say, tell me if this is true, Paris. You are not able to see, but tell me about your other senses that you've developed. Would you say that you're very intuitive about things, that you have like a sixth sense about people around you and picking up attitudes and things of that sort?
Sometimes. I don't exactly know. It's just sometimes. I don't know. I can't describe it. Like, sometimes, maybe, like, You know what I'm
well,
saying?
The best that I can say for you now, see, if Caroline was on the show with me, she would work with you on this today, and we could find out, you know, how we might be able to serve you and help you. But since she's not here, and that's not the work that I do, call in Wednesday to Cosmic Connections, and we'll see if Charlene can help you in some way.
Yeah, and what time is the show? What time is it on?
I'm sorry. Didn't hear you.
What time is it on? What time is the show on?
Let me see. My time is Eastern, and it's 8 Eastern. And what time zone are you in?
Central.
I'm not sure what Central
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Central is probably 7 o'clock then. Okay,
uh-huh.
It's P.M.?
Yes, it would be in the evening.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, then, yeah. I can call him then.
Yes, call Wednesday, Paris. We would be delighted to chat with you.
And then one more question.
Yes.
Do I, that spiritual call thing, do you, can you just send me any information about how, where, when do we call and what time and stuff?
If you give me your email, I will.
Okay, but this is on the air, so.
Well, then send me, here's what I would suggest then. Send me an email to Carolyn, Carolyn.
Oh, wait, I'm going to write it down here for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to write it down. Okay, I'm writing it. I'm just going to open this file here. Okay, I'm ready. You know, what is it now?
Carolyn, Carolyn.
Carolyn.
At. CarolynEvers.com, and so that would be Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Evers, Evers.
Evers.
.com. Yes. That way I will have your email address and I can send you the information on the conference calls.
Okay. Thanks, Tim.
My pleasure, Paris.
Yep.
Goodbye. Well, for people who might be out there for the first time listening to our show, both of the healers that I work with, Caroline Allen and Charlene McNeil, they go into Theta, which is, you could recognize Theta as that state right before you drift off into sleep. So you're very relaxed, you're ready to drop off to sleep, you're awake, but yet, you know, sometimes even in the deep theta, you're not hearing things around you. I know when Charlene works, she goes into that particular state, and she doesn't hear anybody speaking who is next to her. And so they work with the quantum field, which they consider the God field, and a lot of their work is pulling out of the DNA things from the past that are causing present problems. Matter of fact, all of the work that I have received from the spiritual hierarchy, and especially in my book, Chaos Before Creation, which is all about different aspects of healing, it is one of the things that is discussed that our ancestry line, that is, we're carrying the thoughts, attitudes from our ancestors, and it is in the DNA. And so we have their DNA, of course, in our physical, and what is part of that DNA is some of their own emotional trauma, their negative attitudes, their fears, some of the things that they have gone through, we now have to clear. It could be some of our own past trauma, what I call trauma, that happened in this lifetime. I know in my own case, I had an automobile accident over 20 years ago. And as Charlene explains that, the cells become traumatized. And so all parts of the physical body has consciousness. And so they were traumatized, went into terror at this automobile accident. And so to clear some of the problems that I had, what Charlene did was to take me back to that time before the automobile accident and bring that period of time in consciousness to myself. I know that sounds almost unbelievable that things can go that way, but it is the miracle of the day, so to speak. So again, it just depends on what the core issue of the problem is, what way or manner or direction that a healer is going to take to help resolve the problem. And this is what we're clearing today. We're clearing the physical of food particles from additives, impure drinking water, impure air that we have breathed over the years. That all has to be cleared. Along with that, our DNA ancestral line must be cleared from the traumas that they have been through, which in effect clears our physical and clears all of those who clears the DNA of those who follow us, meaning our children then won't have to go through that. So there is a great deal of clearing that is being required right now. Well, my website, as you probably have heard, is Carolyn at CarolynEvers.com, and that is like an entrance way to all of the different websites I have. I have a website that talks about Akashic reading, which is my communication with the cherubim in the center of the cosmos. They hold all of the Akashic records that have evolved through all the different layers up to source, and the information that I can bring back from them is quite, I would say, quite spectacular, because it goes back to the moment that a soul was created. And so when a person has a question, the cherubim can give us an answer as to how to resolve, how to find the answer to that question, and the different color rays that and sounds that were there when Source called the soul from, as they say, from nothingness. And that is what implants the desire for particular missions. And so it gives you a whole new viewpoint on where you are, where you are going, who you are, helps us to understand a lot of the things that we are facing in life. There's quite a few books that you can obtain from those pages. There's some interesting stories at the Akashic Reading site about the Templars. I've always been fascinated by the Templars because I remember a lot of my past lifetimes. I remember being a Knight Templar many times. It was one of the reasons why I decided that the second hour of the show I was going to dedicate to information on the ley lines, the fire festivals of the ancients, the Gothic cathedrals. But I suspect that we're going to have to carry a lot of that information over to tomorrow's show. So let me say, if you were listening today because you wanted to know about ley lines, about the Knights Templar, how they were involved with the energy from the ley lines and the Gothic cathedrals that they built, and my personal memories of these we're going to run this over until tomorrow. However, I will discuss a little bit about it today. And we are coming into the last 10 minutes of the show. If someone wants to call in, have a question about anything that we've discussed, want to connect with your angels or your guides or a few thoughts from the cherubim about a question that you have, call me at 877-876-5227. And if you're one of our friendly neighbors from Canada, 888-810-8322. As I said, I remembered a lot of my lifetimes as a Knight Templar, and I became so fascinated with the ley lines because it is one of the things that the Templars, at least the very original Templars that started the whole field of service, they lived in an area in France where one of the individuals was living in a home that was situated on a ley line. And so he grew up with this energy. Not only did he grow up with the energy, but in that time spent in that home, he was able to observe energy, to work with it, and working with it, it helped him to remember. And after all, that's what all this is. It's about remembering, whether it's remembering our earlier lifetimes, remembering our connections that we had with Source, remembering this incredible long line of experiences that we've had on this planet. Again, it is all about remembering. I went to, I was so fascinated about the ley lines and the fire festivals that the ancients became involved with. I had been to England. I had went to Stonehenge, which was quite fascinating to be there, actually dancing around the stones, participating in their field of energy, trying to understand the purpose and so forth. And when I started to read about the fire festivals that the ancients had, because different times of the year, whether it was their spring, summer, autumn, or winter, festival. They had four festivals in a year. They would build bonfires. And so today, it's sort of a festival. It's not really an explanation of what was going on at those, that the ancients were actually doing. So in other words, they built these fires. They were celebrating the sun as it came up in certain times of the year. They built a fire. Now it is just a celebration. But I knew that this had to do with the ley lines, and I was very curious about what all that was about. How did it get started? What was the purpose of it? And I thought that since I'm able to get information from the Akashic Records, it would make a lot of sense to go to the Book of Earth Activities and find out what all of that was about. Because I knew that in some fashion, these festivals had to do with how the Earth interacted with solar flares and planetary position. And that was the book that was pulled by the cherubim to answer my question. And, of course, there's a lot more information about there, but they've directed this to the fire festivals in particular because that is what I asked about, and that's just a small subsection of this whole book of information about the Earth and how it interacts with solar flares and planetary position, because that, in essence, is the core thing behind the fire festivals. So what we found in the records is that the ancients, and of course, this is going back quite some time, because the group that is in that part of the land that we would consider Britain, we're told that that particular group fled Atlantis. When Atlantis broke up and was sinking, that there was a group that fled Atlantis, that some of them went to Egypt, some of them went to Britain. Of course, they went to other places besides this, but we're discussing this group because that is why the question that I asked was directed towards this group. And so they're talking about that there are energy layers or energy bands between the sun and the Earth and between the sun and the other cosmic forces. And they are particularly observed or noticed during the equinox and the solstice. Something that they did say that I kind of found interesting and perhaps you would find interesting is that the Atlanteans migrated in flying saucers. I thought that was interesting. In other words, we would call it flying saucers. That was their instrument of travel, but they had different names. They didn't call it a flying saucer. That's how we saw it. And the cherubim showed me that the original vehicles were found in Egypt, and that they are beneath temples and monuments, namely the Pyramid of Giza. I know I've been familiar with some of the finds, some of the people who say that there is a flying saucer underneath the Pyramid of Giza. They are saying the same thing, and that these their vehicles of travel that the Atlanteans used, that they buried them. And the reason that they buried them is because of the energy devices that was inside of what we're calling flying saucers, that it would cause some contamination to the new land. So the energy device, how they would protect the land is to actually bury it, and that was the reason that they buried it. Now, some of the Atlanteans, besides leaving the land in their flying saucers, they also they left by boat. And the record shows that some of the tribes from Atlantis were carried by boat to what we call Greece. And through Greece, they fanned out to other parts of the continent, and it is stated they were not received very well. Well, they would have been considered bands of people who were trying to enter the land and take it over. You know, humanity doesn't always welcome strangers who come into the land, so they certainly would have been deemed strangers. And so the Atlanteans fought groups in Greece, and we have some of those records, because Solon gathered these records, and there is a mention of this as Plato documented this struggle between, he didn't call them Atlanteans, of course, but this group that came from an island and who were trying to make their way into Europe. And so the cherubim are calling these the very early people Now we're going to get into what happened, how they use the ley lines, because they had lost their technology. And for that, my friends, I'm going to have to talk to you about this tomorrow. This is Carolyn Evers. I will be on the radio tomorrow. Tune in for the rest of the story about the ley lines, the Knights Templar, the fire festivals. We'll be here, and I hope you'll be there. And so, good night for now. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.